friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this money!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as could be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Had a doubleheader last night.
Leroy
did not.
Had a doubleheader last night. You did not watch both games?
I watched the first one. Because I'm a little sad that another team made a decision based on feelings and not facts when they got rid of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that did happen to you guys.
And, you know, like, I was talking to Jay Crawford.
No, what did he have to say, Jay Crawford?
And I could have said Jay Fiedler. I played with him.
But you didn't.
Definitely wasn't Jay-Z.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Jay-Z.
You weren't talking, though. You were talking to...
I would have said, no, what did I say? I was talking Hover yesterday.
What did Jay
Crawford
do? Give you serious sports conversation that you don't have with me?
No, and I said to him, I said, every time I see Baker Mayfield play, I get more entrenched on the thought that if I'm a player and I'm injured, I'm not playing. And it sucks because football is one of those sports that, you know, you suck it up and you give what you can give. But here's every time somebody tries to suck it up, at the end of that year, everybody hates them and they think you're washed. It happens all the time.
Yep.
And so for Baker to go out there when he was with the Browns, you know, he tried to play with that bum shoulder. And they go, oh, he's done. Right? I'm like, yeah, okay, how much could you use him right now? So it sucked.
Crazy, man. So let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. And last night, your final scores, the Buccaneers beat the Texans 20-19. Baker Mayfield, game-winning drive, 215 yards, two touchdowns. They're 2-0. Texans 0-2. The Chargers, they take out the Raiders 20-9. Justin Herbert, 242 yards with two touchdowns. Had a real piss whistle touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That went on. And yeah, that was that. That's how it went yesterday.
So we're starting to see, like, after 2 weeks, are these things starting to play out where you can see, oh, this team isn't going to make it. This team is going to make it, right?
Yeah.
Because I can, like, just based on 2 weeks, Indy's going to win that division.
Oh.
I know it's hard to say.
I don't know. Maybe. Looks good.
Houston is 0-2, right?
Houston is 0-2. Jacksonville is 1-1.
Jacksonville is 1-1.
And the Titans are 0-2.
Right.
I may have erred in thinking that Cam Ward can lift the Titans on his shoulders. This may be too much. This may be too much.
In order for a quarterback to have any level of success, there's two things that Cam has to pick up on. And that is to be patient. It's going to look hectic. You're not going to have a clean pocket, but you got to learn how to step up and not always scramble because you're not doing your offensive lineman a favor at all times. That being said, the offensive line is terrible, and he's running for his life most of the time.
Yep.
So there's a fine line between that because how are you going to teach him to step up and play quarterback from the pocket, which he's very capable of doing, if he don't ever have the time or the space to do so? So now you're building bad habits. And so now this is going to carry over until next year. And that's why this becomes a problem with Cam. Is you can't tell what kind of quarterback he can play because he's running for his life half the time.
Sick throw, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sick throw.
Yeah, when you go, no!
Nah, that was sick. That was awesome. Vlad, how are you today? Everything good, buddy?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. You know, coming back from the locker room on Sunday.
How was that, buddy? How was boots on the ground? Did you get eyes on Stephen Ross?
I did get eyes on Stephen Ross.
How did he look?
He looked like a guy that went through the ringer. You know,
You know how hard it is to piss him off? So when he gets to that point, all hell's going to break loose, right?
Oof.
Dude, that game, that state. First of all, on driving to the stadium, I'm listening to Game Day Uncensored pregame with you guys, with you and Solana. And you said that lower bowl seats were available at $59.
It was crazy.
And you were right.
It was noticeable?
Bro.
There's a lot of pockets empty, huh?
There was a lot of teal seats.
Wow. That's
it. And I thought maybe because both teams were bad, maybe the Patriots fans didn't want to see their team play.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good game and everything. But let me tell you this. When it was 12-0.
Oh, it's hostile, right? It sounded it on TV.
It was hostile. And then when they made the comeback, they took the lead. The fan base started, like, you know, picking up. Like, they really were trying to get – and then, like, a penalty happened, and then all momentum was done.
What was it like in the build? Yeah, tell me from the Malik Washington return. Oh, hello!
All 12 seconds of the happiness.
Yeah, give us the 12 seconds of happiness from Malik Washington to the kickoff return touchdown.
It was 2 minutes, 46 seconds of glee for Dolph fans, because I'm including the TV timeout as well. They were happy. They were like, oh, my God. They were shocked to see a punt return touchdown because nobody could remember the last time it was a punt return touchdown.
It had been 5 years.
Yeah, it was Jakeem Grant, right? So that was good. And it was just like, all right. But nobody really, like, they just wanted to win. The fan base just wanted to win. And before you can say Tom Brady.
Oof. Cheater.
That game was, it was like, what happened? And then the drive, the final drive is the one that really got the fan base upset. Because
when Tua ran out of bounds.
Well, Achane, all right. Then Achane scores. So it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you thought you won.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my. Like, what, you've never seen a fourth quarter like this where, like, 21 points was scored, like, within 3 to 4 minutes. Then he was out of bounds. All right, cool. But then it was like, why did they have to waste the timeout? Like, why all these things are happening? The overthrow to Tyreek. That had everybody upset. And then, yeah, the running out of bounds. That was it. And then all the Tua haters were just walking out, you know, because I got to go down to the media. But you could see the fans. It was just a lot of shaking hands.
Yeah.
And like,
it's on edge right now, dude.
Yeah,
it's on edge right now.
It was antsy, bro. It was nasty work.
Stephen Ross, head down, hands in pockets. Was he slumping? Like, what were the eyes of the Dolphins on?
He was 80. Of course he was slumping.
You don't know that.
It was like a walk of like, he was so disappointed, bro.
Man.
It's like, you know what it is? He looked like a guy who didn't want to fire somebody, but he's going to have to do it sooner or later.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Maybe in a few days. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Anyway, rest of our headlines. The Marlins are going to open up a 3-game series with the Colorado Rockies tonight at 8:40. Yuri Perez is on the hill for the Fish. Bounced back a little bit in his last start. He's had a little bit of a tough summer the last month or so, but he was decent his last time out, so that was good. JJ McCarthy is going to miss the next 2 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Get ready, Leroy. We got Sunday Night Football. Jake Browning versus Carson Wentz. Get fired up, dude.
Pretty amazing. Did we even know where Carson Wentz was
until I did not. Now? I did not.
I did.
I didn't know that he was a Viking.
I did not either.
I did.
He is a Viking.
He's a Viking.
Jaden Daniels is also possibly going to miss the game. He has a knee injury. We already know that Brock Purdy's out. We know Joe Burrow is out. It's dropping like flies right now, these quarterbacks.
There's some games I'm not even touching because of these backup quarterbacks.
Yep. Yep.
What's amazing to me is Joe Burrow has been hurt more than Tua.
He's been hurt a lot. I mean, especially probably by the end of this season if Tua stays healthy. They've both been hurt a lot.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, just like, Joe Burrow's been hurt a lot.
Yes. He's been a walking game of operation, too. He's had, like, knee, wrist, toe. He's had everything.
This toe thing, dude, he's done for the year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if he was, they said 3 months. Was it December? They're not going to – it's what's the point? You think they're not going to be good without him, you know? Yeah. Like, I know Jake Browning won last week, but it's Trevor Lawrence. Like, who coughs up games like Trevor Lawrence? That guy pulls losses out of the jaws of victory more than, like, any quarterback. It's incredible.
You know who looked good?
Hmm?
You know who looked good?
Who looked good?
Herbert.
Herbert did look good.
Yeah.
He looked good. Yep. He looked good.
Yep.
Trying to avoid that.
Is Harbaugh a quarterback whisperer?
Yeah. I think he's just – I mean, I don't even know if he's a quarterback whisperer as much as he's just a good coach. He just seems like he knows how to build the foundation, right?
And guess where it starts?
Trenches. He was like last year he was doing that whole, oh, my left tackle's a weapon. I was like, oh, jeez.
But I'm – that's – coaches, like, we laugh. But you ever notice coaches that have that kind of mentality – always build from the inside out. Always.
Yeah.
They all have the same mentality.
It wasn't a very good game, though. I watched more of that game than I did the. And it was Jets. Geno was back. He was. Whew, he was not.
Back.
Can I throw him into the Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
But he had a whole season, though.
Had two seasons.
Two seasons. So that could just be a bad game.
Oh, whereas, maybe it was just a bad game. But
whereas you could count on it. Count on it.
They had
Flacco and Jameis Winston. When they go south, donezo.
No, they had their chances to get back into it, and he didn't go great for him. Now, that's why all anybody's talking about is stupid Tom Brady on with his headset. That's all anybody – this is going to be –
what? Tom Brady with his head.
So Tom Brady – we'll take a break. We'll get into this. This is the controversy out of last night is just Tom Brady had a headset on, and we're acting like – This is red alert for everybody. Strip him of broadcasting. Take a break. Back after this.
Hey, friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, how would you guys like to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit your elementary school? It could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen. With the Dolphins' Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. Just go to WQM.com and enter an elementary school in Broward-Dade for your chance now to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to the students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com.
My lighting is terrible.
Your lighting?
Yeah.
So here's what happens. The wires are switched. So when he turns on his mic, oh, you talking about your?
No, he's talking about his actual lighting.
Oh, you talking about the lighting on your?
I didn't realize you became James Gunn. Sorry.
So no, what happened with my button here?
Yeah.
When I hit the on button, somebody else gets cut off.
No, when you hit the on button, Jay Figg's light comes on.
Oh my God, I'm working.
Yeah, but I think your wire's loose here.
Yeah, Jay
Figg. But you can only hear that in our headphones. I don't think.
And if Jay Figg puts her light on, your mic comes on.
It's cross-wired.
Oh, okay.
As for your light, I tried to tell you a while ago.
What?
His lighting is fine.
That he should be sitting on this side instead.
His lighting is
There's
fine.
There's more lighting
his
on this
lighting
side
is
than
fine.
That side.
Nobody's here for our lighting.
Yeah. He just asked about it.
That's because he's distracted.
I'm not distracted.
You're very distracted. You're just thinking about your computer.
I'm not. I need it tomorrow.
I understand. We're at Panthers Media Day tomorrow. Very excited.
Very excited.
Very excited to see the Cats. Which reminds
me, I only sign cards on a very rare instance.
You might sign cards tomorrow?
No, I am.
Oh, you
are? I'm going to bring a couple.
Okay.
For the announcer.
Doug Plagans. Yeah,
Remember you asked me last
He's year. Good people.
Yeah, no, I know.
Dade Souths is excited to steal food. Well,
we're not at the arena.
Where are you going? Oh, you're at the
We're at the Iceplex.
Last time we had finger foods and fruit.
Yep.
That was garbage.
And cookies.
They did. They had a little breakfast set up outside.
Don't worry.
There might be some stuff at the
right next door
at the War Memorial.
Oysters.
Yeah.
They're so good. You like oysters, Jennifer?
I had them with you last time.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. They're so good.
They are very good. Very excited to see the champs tomorrow. Bobby. Is Bobby the only guy we didn't get to see his cup day? He keeps that stuff very private.
He probably went to Russia with it.
I think maybe he did.
Maybe because he's not a social media guy.
So
maybe like.
He used to be. That's how our bromance started.
Well, you would think the team would want to get something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bobby's like very hush hush.
He probably took it to church.
Maybe. He might have. He's very like we asked him about the cup last year and he's just like, I just kept it in my living room and looked at it. You think like Sergei Bobrovsky was just sitting there, he was literally reading every name on the cup.
Yeah.
Good player.
Focused.
I thought you were going to say that he would like read to it.
He might have. Yes, he might have read a bedtime. He brought it to with little baby Bobby. And he goes,
hey, he said, before this year, this is when that radio guy called me Four Go Bob. But then Daddy made a comeback.
Then Daddy.
Daddy won the cup.
Daddy stopped Brad Marchand. But then Brad Marchand became my teammate.
And you're going to see him tomorrow.
Yep.
Yep.
Very
interesting.
Yeah.
Brad is tiny.
Yep.
He is tiny.
I might meet you guys there.
Check it out, dude. Come on by. Boots on the ground.
Well,
I mean, I am the guy that's, Jay on the ice.
You are. Boots on the ice. Check it on out. We'll be at Panthers Media Day tomorrow. So excited. They've ever been told we'll be getting a handful of guests for you guys. So excited about that. And Panthers always do us well.
Is there any one particular player you're excited to talk to?
I always like getting our yearly visit with Bobby.
There's a couple of things that's gonna happen immediately. I'm gonna have a whole bunch of conversations with Doug Plagans on the side.
By the way,
right about everything.
Wish him congratulations. He's a newly married man.
Oh, okay. And we are gonna talk to Bob.
Yep.
Right.
Well, I didn't know we were last year because he gets there very early. He likes all that stuff to be done, but we ended up getting him. So
Leroy's talking to Seth Jones.
He makes time for you.
Oh, you want Seth Jones?
Seth Jones or who else? No, that's
I want to talk to Lundy. I like talking to Lundy.
I wanted to talk to Rodriguez, but he's gone.
He's not gone. He's here. They haven't traded him yet.
They haven't traded him yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because Kachuk's going to be out. Kachuk's getting surgery. So.
Oh, on his groin.
Yep.
Do you understand how bad? Let's just think about this.
Put Caitlin Clark out a year.
Let me explain something to you. Well, first of all, it's like saying rotator cuff surgery. You have four muscles that attach to that, so you don't know which one.
Mm-hmm.
When you say groin,
I think
there's a number of muscles that attach.
Yeah, I think it's his adductor.
And so, there's a lot of stuff to go wrong. If it tears. Right? Like the other three muscles could support it, but you're not feeling good about it.
This guy is like, he's become such a playoff gangster because he just comes in the playoffs. He goes, all right, guys, I'll see you. See you next playoffs.
I wonder who we're going to hit. I start thinking, I wonder who we're going to get for this year. Because he's having surgery. How long is he out?
What we were able to do is right now it's keeping us from, because we signed everybody, so we're not over the cap. We get one more year of shenanigans.
What's the penalty for being over the cap with? Because there's
welcome back to hockey season, everybody.
How exciting. I'm so happy right now.
Yeah, no.
Welcome back.
No, Jennifer, you missed it.
You missed it.
I asked him a hockey question, and he about lost his mind.
Welcome back. We're back.
No, wait a minute.
The cats are back.
I'm so very excited.
The cats are back.
Like, I missed this.
Listen, we know how punitive basketball is, right? Is basketball the only sport if you go over the cap, they charge you a bunch of money?
You want me to call David?
No. Yeah, I mean,
or
football.
You can ask him tomorrow. You'll probably see him tomorrow.
All right, so we will just wait tomorrow.
Yeah, we can have David.
Yeah, we'll have everybody stop by. It'll be fun. But yeah, we'll be live at Panthers Media Day tomorrow.
And then
we're
can
very
go
excited.
Eat oysters.
God, it'd be nice to talk about a winner for once. You know, been a long time.
Paul Maurice,
no, you talk about winners. Just not.
Well, the Canes. Yeah, Canes are kicking ass right now.
The Canes.
Yeah, don't
the Canes are kicking ass right now. But
these are winners.
But the winners, dude.
I want winners.
Crazy. Anyway, so the big controversy out of the late game yesterday was that Tom Brady was wearing a headset in the coach's booth.
And?
Well, everybody's got a problem with it because it's like, hey, he's the lead voice of Fox. He makes a gazillion dollars to be the broadcaster of Fox. And they even, I believe, were more lenient this year on the rules of how much access. Remember last year there was a whole thing about how much access you're supposed to get, meet with the coaches, meet with the players. And, you know, he showed up to do his job last year. It wasn't very good. I thought he was better this past week. He was he had a little spunk to him. But, you know, it's a thing. This is the most paranoid sport there is in the world.
Yes, but here's what I would say. As long as it doesn't have a mic, he's just listening to the play calls.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no. What about the Colts owner?
But she's not on the broadcast.
I know, but.
But she's not on the broadcast.
But again, listening to the play calls.
If Ms. Irsay was on Fox, people would have an issue with it.
Is he calling the Raiders game?
He's calling the NFL games.
No, but I'm saying he's not calling the Raiders
game. Okay, but like for example, I believe they're playing the Commanders soon, right?
Yeah.
He got like a behind-the-scenes tour, all the hobnobbing that goes along with Tom Brady. And then they're like, you know, they thought, oh, no, you know, I'm just people didn't really, they thought, oh, hands off. He's like Jeter. Like, he's going to be like, oh, you know,
no,
I'm not going to do my job, really, because Derek didn't do his job as Marlins owner.
Dude.
And so all of a sudden, now he's like in the booth right next to Chip Kelly, and they're like, hey, what the hell is this?
Was he talking to Chip Kelly?
Sure, there was a point where he was talking to Chip Kelly. If he wanted to talk to Chip Kelly, he could talk to Chip Kelly.
No. Wait, you know what? Is something wrong with Chip Kelly?
What do you mean?
He looked like he had the shakes.
I don't know.
I would be shaking too. Gino like when Smith I saw that with three interceptions.
No, but again, having a headphone and listening to play calls means nothing.
It does if you got like the intel though.
Of what?
See, like he could be like, what if he had a little collar thing going?
Again,
Chip.
We're making the assumption he's Chip. Only listening to the play calls.
I'm sure he is listening to the play calls, but you're making the assumption he can't go get a message to Chip Kelly on cheating. And let's just
he's right there.
Let's not forget. This guy's a cheater. He's a cheat.
Dude, we got
he's a cheat.
Can I just say, we got way too much crap going on in the world that we are going to sit here and have a meaningful conversation about somebody listening to the play calls.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
All right. Enough. Let move. Keep
what
it
if
moving.
He sees Red Falcon, you know, and he goes, I saw that play. That's Red Falcon. They send it in. He tells Chip Kelly.
So he's in the Raiders. That's the team he part owns.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with playing any other team?
Because he gets to go and meet with all the coaches and the players of the other teams he's doing. So let's say for
example. But you don't. Let's those, say
for,
you know,
let's
those,
say for example.
No, those things don't. You don't get anything out of those.
I don't know. People get a lot of intel.
My
People
goodness.
Get a lot of intel.
Are you. Wait, you know
Secret
what?
Secret meetings.
Can I just tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Coaches, with what they reveal mm-hmm. in those meetings, mm-hmm. are more secretive than.
I didn't mean to pull this card on you because you don't do
you
this.
You make it
no,
sound
no,
like.
Just,
wait.
Look.
Listen, they are protecting their play calls to these announcers
right.
more than the Epstein files.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you. you.
Let me give you some insight here. I don't mean to pull. Let me give you some insight here because I can tell you a thing or two because I do broadcasts. Okay. I do.
Go.
So I'm in fighter meetings, you know,
yeah.
And I will get intel from the fighters that is not known to the public,
okay.
And so I will know. Is a guy's weight off? Is this
right.
Now? Imagine I was a rat bastard, and I could take that information and be like, "Hey, this guy's had some really tough camp. He had mono. He's got cut on the eye. You let him know." And then
you
all
think
of a sudden,
that information wouldn't be out there?
I don't know.
Understand. Here's what the meetings that you have before games. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the production meetings. They don't tell you anything. They're asking you about players and about what you want to improve on and stuff like that. They didn't ask you about game plan.
Well, we'll never know because you were talking to John Madden. He didn't own the Raiders. He was former coach of the Raiders. If John Madden owned the Raiders and had any influence on the Raiders at that would be a problem.
Being a part owner is different than being an owner with no...
One would think, but that's what everybody thought. He was a figurehead. But here's the thing. He's sitting right next to that creepo with the haircut.
Sitting there listening to the plays is nothing.
He's hot.
He's not. I don't know. I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing this.
Stupid.
I don't know if it's stupid.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
I'm not agreeing.
You know what it is? This is kind of insulting to what I do.
What do you mean?
It really is.
How is it insulting?
I'm not agreeing with him. I'm just asking you a question.
Well, you're just asking questions.
It's so stupid.
Leroy,
why do I fall for this?
It's not
crap?
Stupid.
It is.
It's not stupid.
Leroy, as a player, right?
Yeah.
Can you watch another team's practice and kind of, even though you don't know the play call, but you kind of know what play they're running?
Let me. No. You.
I'm just asking.
It's not that, but let me explain to you. Okay. We know everything they're going to run. We know all their plays. You get every single film, every single play that they have ran.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what they're going to run. You don't know when, and you don't know what the different adjustments to that are going to be based on what you have. There are certain plays that you call a play. You go to the line of scrimmage. They have automatic adjustments. That's the part of it you don't know.
I understand.
Okay, but you know all the plays that every team wants to run.
Okay.
Like, it's not a secret.
Do you realize?
Before each game,
mm-hmm.
you watch a year of film on that team?
Sure.
If a new coordinator comes, you watch film on the last team he was with to try to get tendencies?
Can I ask you a question, though? This is a genuine question for me, because I know you stand on this principle, because you were a very tough competitor, and I know that you don't like to leave anything in the hands. But can I ask you a genuine question? If cheating didn't work, then why do people do it so much?
Because they can't help themselves.
Okay, so
let me explain something to you. Having a coach, right? Having a coach go out and cheat to get the play call from the team you're playing against. First of all, you don't know when they're going to do it because you have all their plays. Okay, so hey, I know in this defense they're going to blitz.
Mm-hmm.
I know in this defense they're going to do this or that, right? You know where the problem comes? The problem is not coming from knowing. The problem comes from if your right tackle and your right guard suck and can't block them.
Understood, but if they knew who they had to block.
No, it wouldn't matter.
Okay, dude.
If you're not good enough to block the guy, you're not good enough to block the guy.
So let me get this straight. You don't think the Astros,
hold on, just hear me out. The competition of it
at some point it does. Nobody's saying that it doesn't, but you don't think that. I never understand this with you. If in the history of sports, people have cheated to get an advantage.
Correct.
If it didn't work, why would they do it? Why would the Astros? Jose Altuve is going to the Hall of Fame. Okay,
probably.
But you don't think in the hardest thing there is to do in sports, if I know it's a changeup or a fastball, bink bink, it's a little on my timing. It doesn't matter at all.
Yes, but. Here's the point, right? Do you need a coach to go watch practice or somebody to relay to you that, it's 3rd and 1, the Eagles are going to run a tush push?
I know, but Leroy, Leroy,
I don't Bill Belichick why.
Got caught. Bill Belichick got caught cheating and stealing signs from the 3-13 Bengals.
It's just
cheaters cheat. Right. I don't understand why this is something like I. It's because you. I think it's because you never cheated, and you and I can tell that because you want to know why? Because you always just think it's decided on the field, which hey, I think for majority it is. But there's got to be something within the margins that something of this helps because why would they do it?
Smeathan, you're absolutely correct. I have, this is no lie, I have gone into camp and I've had players come in from other teams with the other team's playbook.
Yeah, it happens all the time. It doesn't matter. The Dolphins.
Because at some point, you got to tackle the damn guy.
The Dolphins just did that with Cole Strange. They brought Cole Strange in because he was on the Patriots. And they're like, hey, we have it. I know, that's done all the time. Bill Belichick is the king of that. You want to know why? Because he can't help himself.
But guess
He's
what?
He's a cheater.
And how much does it matter knowing what
I don't know, but it obviously matters some to the people doing
it.
Yes! Patriots won 6 Super Bowls.
And they cheated for everyone.
Yes! All right.
Astros won 2 World Series.
2 World Series! Cheating! All right. And you want to know something?
Which you deem as like, you make it sound like in sports, if I know, I'm going to be better.
I don't say that. I just said that I didn't.
I'm not saying, I can't tell you why people do it anyway. Okay? I can't tell you why.
Why do the rich?
But I can tell you that every team, most of the teams, in the NFL, know what the other team's going to do, and they have an idea of when they're going to do it.
Let me tell you 3 things, okay? The famous love fame, okay? When people are famous, what do they like to be? More famous. Why do the rich need to loophole and get more schemes when they have all the money in the world? Because the rich like to be more rich. And let me tell you a 3rd thing, my friend. Why do cheaters, even if they're the best, cheat? Because cheaters cheat. That's why.
I understand that.
That's very. And I'm Tom not, Brady.
I'm not. Listen.
That's very Mike McDaniel.
I understand. I know. To win the game,
I'm not saying people don't cheat. So don't. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is look at the conversation we have from somebody listening to the offensive calls. That's it. You just jump to that conclusion.
Unless he's telling them what's going on the other side.
It doesn't. And I'm telling you that there's certain players in the NFL. Guess what? Myles Garrett is going to rush the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You want that play call? You want to know what Myles Garrett? You still got to block Myles Garrett.
Understood.
There's a lot of that. And for some reason, fans, more than anybody, want to take the fact that you're still competing and put it on something
else. It's not
just
fans, though. It's not just fans because coaches are who are the most paranoid people in the world?
Coaches.
Coaches.
Yes.
Like, you can't go to Dolphins practice. Leroy, yes. I've been to Dolphins practice. Leroy, to your point, mm-hmm. What is your opinion of the last 10 years of Dolphins offensive lines?
They suck.
They suck, dude.
So you think,
I've gone
you
to
think
practice. I'm telling you right now, I've gone to practice with my camera, okay? Because I'm just getting some B-roll, some stuff for our show to shoot. Hey, they're running drills. Leroy, they're running drills 900 feet away. And they're like, they got a staff like you think the president's in the building. Hey, put that camera down. Put that camera down. Does it matter? No, but they are the most paranoid creatures on earth.
Football.
And you got Tom Brady now sitting in the booth. That's not going to sit well with people.
But him listening to an offensive call for the team that he owns has nothing.
But he's not representing. This is the problem, though. He's not representing the team that he owns when he's working for Fox.
But he wasn't working for Fox.
But he is.
All right.
So if they're taking on the Chargers, if he's like, oh, coming up.
Yeah, if they're taking on the Chargers, knowing what the Chargers are going to do is going to stop everything.
I don't know.
It does. Like,
I don't know.
So, here. If one team knew everything the other team was doing,
mm-hmm.
You ever notice the only team that says that is the team that won? The losing team says we do. The losing team said never says we knew everything they were going to do and we couldn't stop them. They never say that. It's always the winning team. Hey, you know what? We knew exactly what they were going to do. We watched film and everything.
You're adorable.
I wish I could pinch your cheeks.
You can. You're pretty close.
You're adorable.
But I'm just saying, like, what part of it is competition and what part of it? You think if one team knew what everybody else was doing, mm-hmm. that they would win all the games?
If they have consequential talent. So if we're talking at the best of the best, right?
Right. Okay.
I can't say it means nothing.
And we're talking about football only, right? We're not talking about all sports. Because cheating
happens
in all sports.
All sports.
Because in baseball, they cheat like no other.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, yeah.
Basketball, there's cheating too.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, like having a guy listen to offensive plays means absolutely nothing. Okay? Yet. And I'm telling you, teams already know.
We'll take a break.
Everything that everybody's doing.
Take a break. We got to take a break. Back after this.
Hey, friends. I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and the Boy Scout, back with you here, 104.3 FM, WQAM. You're a Boy Scout.
Dude. I'm a realist.
You're a Boy Scout. Cheating doesn't exist, doesn't matter. It's crazy.
What I'm saying to you is cheating may or may not matter,
mm-hmm.
but knowing what the other team is going to do doesn't necessarily matter.
I wish this worked in our relationships.
Doesn't necessarily matter. You're right. It may not necessarily, but you can't say that it also doesn't matter.
Okay.
It might, but it might.
Okay.
You want to, like, because Vlad, it would be like the Shaggy. Wasn't me.
I'm just saying. By Leroy's theory,
mm-hmm.
say, you know, you and your significant other, they know you. They know you're going to cheat. Right?
Do they?
What? No.
They may know you're going to cheat.
What?
Yes,
what?
They can know. All right, let me tell you this. Here's a theory. Here's my theory in relationships.
Okay.
If your current girlfriend
single guy.
Or boyfriend, you got them when they were in a previous relationship, there's a great likelihood that
you're going to be the next previous relationship.
Interesting.
So, therefore,
why are you shocked when you're the next previous relationships.
Yeah, like ones who are made from affairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? So, you saying people know the plays. You can know the plays, Leroy. You watch the film. Like, there's certain packages, like you say, if a certain player comes in, you've watched so much film that, oh, this might be a special play because this particular player's in this formation. Correct?
Correct.
But can a guy who's scouting, like you're getting information when you're talking to the coach maybe 3 weeks prior to the team that you own play.
Like, there could always be.
Here, hold on. Do you think in these meetings, in these production meetings, they're talking about game plans? They're not.
But
it's hit and giggle.
Okay,
it's hit and giggle.
No.
They're not giving any information in those meetings.
Okay, and listen, I'm not agreeing with Tobin. I'm just trying to see both. I'm trying to see both sides. And also, as a former player that Brady is,
mm-hmm.
right? And we're talking about
known cheater.
All right, that's you, okay?
Suspended for cheating.
But could you not?
I'm not even saying anything slanderous.
But what I'm saying is, at his current stage of his career,
mm-hmm.
now that he's broadcasting, he knows many people that are in organizations.
Mm-hmm.
There might be information that, hey, you're my boy, or we former teammates, or whatever.
Yep.
That they might say, and they don't think.
Right, he's charming them.
Okay, say that he's charming them. They might not be saying, they don't think they're giving any information, but it's information that he can utilize and give the Raiders personnel when they play later on.
Do you understand how far-fetched some of the things you were drawing up? First of all, you're already willing to break rule number one of coaching in the NFL.
What's that?
Don't say bleep. Right? I don't care to who or to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you've already broken that rule. Because you know most coaches, and most of the time, the only guy that talks is the offensive coach and two coordinators. Mm. They ain't going to say crap.
So you don't think McDaniel and Shanahan don't talk?
What do you mean? I think they talk about football, not about
Each other's plays or for me.
Right, it's all, right. They're like these. I've been in these production meetings.
Yeah, but it's
they're not what you think they are.
Yeah, but it's not like
they're hit and giggle. They're fun. Hey, I heard this. I heard that. Hey, we got it. Oh, I remember when we did this. Yeah. I remember this.
But John Madden was out of the game when you talked to him. You know.
Oh come on.
He was.
But again,
he was a mogul.
Again,
he was a cartoon character at that point.
But wait, you think? Okay, when I was in the AFC, I didn't talk to John Madden. It was other guys.
I'm just saying, but as I'm an example. Saying, if you were talking to Charles Davis.
In general.
Or Ron Pitts.
Those conversations are not what you think they are.
They're not.
They're not very revealing as far as what is going to happen.
I understand. But this guy is a different breed. He's the GOAT.
Do you understand how many different situations you have to make a certain way to make this a reality?
What do you mean?
Like, go ahead. You got to make Tom Brady's got
to
be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
A coach that he's talking to is going to give him information, which never happens in football, right? You're making all these situations fit so you could be right.
Tom Brady's wily. You don't know what he's going to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Certain guys can pick up certain things. Why do they have scouts? Because you can see some tendencies that maybe don't show up on film all the time.
That's not why scouts. No.
Nah, you could.
No, because if scouts could see all that, they'd be coaches.
I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe.
They be coaches.
Maybe.
Scouts are just
Some scouts become coaches.
Scouts are just scouts.
But some scouts start off.
Eventually. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. I just like you're making all these situations fit so you can be right.
I'm not
and
making
I'm like, a lot of these situations aren't even real. It's not even reality. Like the production meeting and all these conversations that he has with coaches and players and stuff, it's like a giant tickle fight. Nobody's saying anything.
Yeah, but he gets to hobnob around the facility, too, if he wants to. You know, what if he finds something, you know, puts a mole in? What if he has a Todd the intern that goes in, like Ocean's 11?
Again, you're making up all the situations to fit. 11. Right.
Only because I know him to be a cheat. We got to take a break. Just a regular old second hour next.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.